And also, happy Thanksgiving to anyone celebrating today. Welcome to the Naked Truth Podcast, the next evolution of the long-running YouTube series of the same name, the show that discusses life and all manner of topics in an incredibly vulnerable state. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we are talking about Thanksgiving, which this episode is releasing on Thanksgiving Day, so it's appropriate. And for any of you who do not celebrate American Thanksgiving, that's okay, because really what this episode is about is family gatherings and all the awkwardness that can come with it, which I think a lot of us can relate to no matter where you're listening from. All right, let's take a trip back in time and listen to the original Naked Truth on family and Thanksgiving. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special Thanksgiving edition of The Naked Truth. Trisha Hershberger here, in the buff, no makeup, messy wet hair. You know how it goes. I want to start off by saying Happy Thanksgiving to everyone in the Naked Army community, to everybody out there who's just tuning in. Maybe this is your first Naked Truth vlog, I don't know. But Happy Thanksgiving to you, even if you live in a place that doesn't necessarily celebrate Thanksgiving the way that we do here in the United States. And the way that we do here in the United States is by eating as much food as possible and getting together with family and thinking about the things that we're especially thankful for. So it's a nice little reminder day. I want to give a big thank you to the Naked Army members who submitted their own Naked Truth vlogs on flirting. That's Jacob, Cameron, Pat, Nathan, Julia, Zach, Prescott, and Kristen, and Kenny. If you want to check out their tips on flirting, you can do that. The links are in the description below. So for this week, the Naked Truth on family and Thanksgiving. The family part is added in because Catherine Taylor at K-Toy, K-Taylor Design, awesome, K-Taylor Design probably. I was like, oh, Lord is in there. No. Catherine Taylor says, Trish, would you consider doing a Naked Truth on having different beliefs than other members of your family? Just a thought. And I thought, you know what? This is a great time to talk about that, because a lot of people joke around about Thanksgiving as being the time that you argue with all your family members, because when you have a big family, that means there's going to be a lot of different opinions and they're all getting together in one place for Thanksgiving, which can be both a blessing and a curse. And they say, you know, a curse for obvious reasons, because no one wants to have a big fight with their loved ones. But I also say a blessing because if all of us had the same opinions, then the world would be a pretty boring place. And since everyone has different experiences in their lives, especially in a family setting, because you have multiple generations of people bringing different experiences to the table through different times, and, you know, it's nice to kind of glean from other people's experience. And I would start off by saying that something that I kind of looked into from a psychological standpoint is, you know, when you see people on the internet that comment things like, oh, you have a different opinion than me, so I hate you. Psychologically, it's actually proven that we're naturally more drawn to people that we have similar opinions to, because it's self-validating. So in liking them, we're also liking ourselves a little bit more. And aren't we all just egomaniacs anyway? But no, I kid. But seriously, that's kind of the basis for it. So it makes sense that when you go to a family function, you want people to agree with you. But like I said, because we're all coming from such different backgrounds and experiences, inevitably, the bigger the family, the more there will be disagreements. So in saying, how do you deal with having different beliefs than your family members? I always try to deal with it by thinking of it as, you know, this is an opportunity for me to learn something from them, no matter how insane their beliefs may seem to me. And sometimes they do. So I urge you, and I tell myself, you know, try to give validity to everyone's opinion, no matter how wrong you think it is. And by give validity, I do not mean agree with it. I don't mean change your beliefs to equal theirs. I mean, think of it as, okay, this opinion that you're presenting to me is valid because it's something that you've come up with over potentially many, many years and through your experiences. My opinion is what I've come up with through many years and my experiences, and they're both equally valid, and just trying to remind yourself of that as much as possible is great. Potentially you could learn from them. I mean, they may have brought up something or experienced something that you never thought of, and then, like we often do here in this community, either you'll challenge your own beliefs and grow stronger in them, or perhaps you'll modify your beliefs in a way that now you've thought through more. So that's an opportunity for success, which is awesome. Sometimes, no matter how much you try to give validity to that opinion, you just can't get on board with it. It's just, it feels so wrong to you in everything that you do. And when it gets to that point, you know, again, like we do here, try to respectfully disagree, yet still saying, you know, I respect that that's your opinion, and I'm not trying to change your opinion, but this is my opinion, and please don't try to change my opinion. With that being said, your family members feel a responsibility to do right by you, or, you know, to teach you, especially if they're older, and so they feel like doing the right thing is to get you to think along the same lines they do. And if you just put yourself in their shoes, that makes sense that they're trying to convert you, say, to their belief system. Also, if you put yourself in their shoes, think like, okay, fast forward, you're now in your 80s. And you know, you're still healthy and you're still kicking, and you're very lucky that everything's still working fine. And your young whippersnapper, like teenager, early 20s relative comes up and says, you know, Grandpa or Grandma, I can't believe you think that way. You're so wrong. And is completely unwilling to hear what you have to say. Your thought process would be, excuse you, I have been on this earth so many more years than you, and I've learned so many more things. And so, I guess all I'm trying to say with that is don't immediately shut down the other person, because then nothing's good is going to come of that. It's only going to cause hostility and potentially a rift in that relationship. And so if you do get to a point where you're agreeing to disagree, you just live on opposite sides of the thought spectrum, and that's how it's going to have to be, then you have to weigh what's more important. You winning this debate on this one particular topic, or your relationship with this family member. If you choose your relationship with this family member, then you have to find a way to change the subject and walk away from it. And you have to be the bigger person to say, you know what? Let's talk about this cornbread. Isn't this cornbread amazing? Or if you feel like this topic is more important than your relationship with this family member, which in some cases you may, then you argue the topic. But that can turn into a pretty crazy Thanksgiving for everyone. And Thanksgiving is all about being thankful, really, and getting together with family. So that's how I try to deal with disagreements with family members, or at least a different thought system or belief system than other family members. And sometimes you have a wonderful situation where everyone can say, oh, thank you for sharing your opinion. You know, we both learned something, even though we're walking away from this disagreeing. Who knows? But so that being said, I'm going to transition into another question from Naked Army member Jacob Drake, who said, Trisha, what are you thankful for? I'd like to see Naked Truth on that. So I am thankful for my family. I have a huge family back in Pennsylvania, and I will not be traveling back to spend Thanksgiving with them. However, I am spending Thanksgiving in New Mexico with a different family, with my boyfriend's family to be specific. And I'm thankful for that, for new experiences and new memories to be made. I am thankful for a job where I get to be creative daily. I am thankful for the Naked Army community, this community that's for the past almost year now has been kind of my sounding board and really my emotional support. And because I'm not still in college or in a scholarly atmosphere, it's my place to bounce ideas off the world and learn from everybody else. And I'm so thankful for that. So thank you to you guys. Yeah, I'm thankful for my family back east and for my family out in California. I'm really getting to a point now in California, 9 years in, where I'm feeling like, you know, I feel like it's not just home out here, because I felt like that for a while, but it's been home by myself and me doing a lot of discovery of who I am. And now I feel like I have a good family base out here that I'm discovering who I am with other people. And that's really nice. So my question to you guys is, how do you deal with disagreements within your family, and what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? You can either let me know those things in the comments down below or in your own Naked Truth vlog. If you're going to film a Naked Truth vlog and you're going to do it naked, it's getting to the cold time of year, so make sure that you don't catch pneumonia or hypothermia or something, and only film from the shoulders up, because this is not a nudie parts show. All right, thanks guys. Thank you for you. See you next week. Bye. All right, so my Thanksgiving plans this year?
My mother-in-law, it's funny that I was like, oh, I'm going to visit my boyfriend's family in New Mexico. Now that's my in-laws. Hey, my mother-in-law is coming from New Mexico here to Southern California to spend Thanksgiving with us. So that'll be great. And I'll be cooking. And let me just say, when I cook Thanksgiving dinner, especially if it's only for a few people, I mean, we have three adults and one child this year, so I'm not going to make like a 20-pound turkey or something wild like that. When I do it on easy mode. I cook a turkey breast instead of a full turkey. I'll make some mashed potatoes and some green bean casserole, and I'll probably buy some rolls from the local bakery. Same thing with a pumpkin pie, and call it a day. It will still be delicious. It is not fully homemade, and I'm okay with that. But what I'm thankful for this year, I am thankful for my family. I am thankful for health in a time when, you know, we're still going through this pandemic. It's still top of most people's minds, I think. So the fact that I'm healthy and my family's healthy is a very, very big one for me at the top of the thankful list this year. I am thankful to be busy in a career that I absolutely love. And every year I think this is the year it's going to slow down because I'm just getting too old. And every year it seems to get busier. So I am, you know, all of my fingers and toes crossed that it continues to be that way. And especially at a time where, you know, through, like I said, a global pandemic, a lot of people's careers really took a dive and had a hard time finding work. So I consider myself very lucky and I'm very grateful for that. I am grateful for my family in general, not just my parents and my sister who live far away, but my husband and particularly my son, Logan, who I learn so much from and get so much joy from every single day. He makes me laugh so hard. And just seeing the way that he's discovering things day by day is it's my favorite part of every day. So I'm very, very grateful for that. And I'm very thankful for my online friends who I may not have met away from the keyboard, but who, you know, I have this community that I get to hang out with regularly, and that keeps me connected and has kept me connected through all of this, even in a time when people are feeling so isolated. So I have a lot to be thankful for, and believe you me, it's something I think about often. So this Thanksgiving, it's very easy for me to answer the question, what are you thankful for? And you know what else I'm thankful for, kind of segueing into kind of the family differences part of this topic. I am thankful that my immediate family, meaning my husband and my son and even my parents actually, are not plagued by major differences of opinion on issues that are being, I shouldn't say issues that are being, but issues that are causing a lot of divisiveness right now. There's a lot of division permeating culture right now. And at least in my immediate family, I'm not dealing with that, which is just lovely. And I count my blessings for every day. I mean, I think it's such a heated time right now, as opposed to, yes, there were things that we could have disagreed on when I made this original vlog, for sure. So many things. But I feel like now, especially, there's so much divisiveness. People are so, so heated and fired up. And whether it's, you know, trying to survive through COVID, through this global pandemic that's putting people on edge, whether it's political turmoil wherever you live that's putting people on edge and dividing people, I feel like many families are having a harder time getting together in a peaceful way right now. I know a ton of people who have lost close friends and family members where they're not even speaking to each other anymore over differences of opinion on certain things. And especially lately, I'm seeing a lot of that happen. I think it's really sad, but I completely understand where people are coming from, where, you know, sometimes you feel like you're coming from two such different places that it's hard to find a middle ground. And I know in the vlog many years ago, I had said, you know, all opinions are equally valid given everybody's different experiences. But now I would amend that. And I would say all educated, well-researched opinions I can treat with equal validity. So if someone in my family has a different opinion than me, but, you know, they're willing to back it up with sources and not sources that are websites that were just made yesterday, where it's like, here's me proving my point.com website that no one's ever heard of, but actual, you know, sources that have been around and established for a while, or actual professionals in a given industry, not just, you know, my friend from high school's opinion, that kind of thing, then, you know, it you can have more of those conversations. But I mean, that in and of itself is very hard. It's very hard nowadays to distinguish fact from fiction, which only makes all of this so much worse and so much more complicated when it comes to trying to find common ground with family members. So I certainly do understand why family members in particular want to educate or better the people that they love. Because that's what parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents do, right? They want to raise the younger generation to know right from wrong and to understand things. And they have had more life experience. So I get that. And I also get younger folks who are like, well, I want to educate my older family members about my feelings. And I understand that as well. I do still like the idea of going into any kind of family situation like this where there may be differences of opinion, not immediately shutting the other ideas and the other side down, even though you may want to. And, you know, I now, my focus anytime I enter these situations is trying to find the common ground. You know, you may have very different ideas of how a particular issue should be dealt with, but maybe just saying, you know, okay, well, we can both agree that this issue is something we would like to be resolved, right? And maybe then there's differences on how to resolve it. But I think getting people to understand that you're both coming from the same place as far as certain aspects of the conversation can be very helpful. And, you know, while you may not be able to come to an agreement on everything, and I'm sure you won't in one conversation, there's bound to be some common ground there that can be agreed upon. And I think, if nothing else, humanize one side to the other side where maybe they don't get to see that in, you know, their everyday conversation if they tend to be in a circle of people that are very like-minded, et cetera. So just seeing a little bit of the other side in a very human kind of mutual respect kind of way might be nice. Again, I'm looking at this with like very rose-colored glasses, hoping for the best case scenario because it's your family and you love them. And, you know, you I think are hoping to find that common ground. And, you know, ultimately, maybe you both just agree to disagree and try to prioritize the relationship over whatever the issue is. And that's where it lands. But I mean, I have some people in my life that I'm working very hard to do that with. And I think it's much easier said than done. And it does require constant work. But if any of you listening to this are having any family situations coming up, whether it be Thanksgiving, if you're here in the United States, or if you're celebrating, you know, if you're looking at the holidays coming up between Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, et cetera, you may be kind of facing down some of these challenges yourself, and you might have a better way of approaching it than I do. But this is where I've come from, where I came from years ago, and kind of how I'm approaching it now when it comes to that issue. So, yeah, that's that. If you want to be a part of the podcast moving forward, Anchor lets you send in audio messages that are then sent to me, which is always really fun. So if you want to do that, you can do that on anchor.fm/Trisha-Hershberger. And the next few episodes of the Naked Truth podcast will be on flirting, fantasy as a genre, and the drive to be perfect. So feel free to send in any questions or comments on those topics, and you just may hear your voice on a future episode. I do want to take a moment to appreciate and be very thankful for this Thanksgiving the financial supporters of the Naked Truth podcast who are supporting it through anchor.com. You're amazing. And to all of you who are listening to this and sharing it with friends, you're the best, and I appreciate you. So final thoughts for the day. It is Thanksgiving. For me and for anyone listening, I hope that we are able to focus on the things that we are thankful for. And when approaching any difficult situations, if you can kind of reframe your mindset to the things you do have in common and the things you can be thankful for in the way of glass half full as opposed to glass half empty, and get yourself through the day, hopefully with no food being thrown across the table, then that's what it's all about. Appreciate if you can and love your family and friends because a lot of times they're what life is all about and what makes the world go round. This has been The Naked Truth. Thank you for listening.